Good morning. We're with our political observer on a Tuesday morning. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you, David. You know, it's always exciting as you get from the Monday part of the week until the Tuesday. It's a natural separation, but you're in it then. You're not having re-entry problems, which you do on the weekends, if you're following my meaning.
Oh, yes. And because we're on the same time clock, we see this world in much the same way.
Well, that's very good, except I'm older, and therefore I have a different perspective than you do.
Thank God. Well, in any case, let's go forward with the news of the day, as I was just remarking, which is somewhat frightening. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris meeting with French officials today to go over plans to respond to last week's attacks and bring an end to the conflict in Syria. The French president, François Hollande, has now called to arms in France amid a manhunt. They're seeking to amend the constitution there, Alan. As you mentioned yesterday, certainly civil liberties will be part of all of this.
I don't think there's any question. We have the CIA director in the United States coming out and saying there are too many controls on what they're able to do. The problem, of course, is that that's how both dictatorship and fascism and communism and other repressions of the human spirit occur. You start out by saying, hey, we have to find these terrible miscreants, and that's true, who are conducting themselves in such a way to frighten the whole world. And on the other hand, then what happens is you find that the people who have this power start using it for other reasons, and that's what the civil libertarians are all upset about right now, and correctly so. We've seen so many examples of it in our past that it can't be doubted. So it's a matter of balance. And how do you balance things? People will always opt for their own personal safety. And then when their safety is assured, sometimes you try to rein in the people who are being abusive with their governmental powers. And that is what we saw with much of the disclosure about what the NSA was doing and others were doing. Human beings virtually can't talk on a telephone without the potential that somebody is listening to them and using that information for God knows what reasons.
Meanwhile, the backlash against the Syrian refugees has really risen to a level where we're seeing right now that 25 Republican governors have pledged to block the entry of the Syrian refugees into their states. In our region, Governor Charlie Baker is opposed to Syrian refugees. However, Vermont Governor Shumlin says his colleagues won't allow Syrian refugees into their states are stomping on the qualities that make America great. Governor Danielle Molloy says Connecticut will continue to welcome refugees. Yesterday, a spokesman for Governor Cuomo declined comment on a request after Chris Collins, a representative, and Assemblyman Christopher Friend cited threat of terrorism to call for rejecting additional refugees into New York.
Well, look, politicians are politicians, and they put their finger up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. And if you understand what I just said before about people's need for safety, they'll go for that safety. So look at the situation. You get tens of thousands of Syrians fleeing for their very lives. Each of us can put ourselves into that spot. You run because you have no choice but to run. You risk boats that can sink. You risk your children dying. You do everything in your power to preserve your family. And then one stinker gets into the group. And it turns out that the stinker may have a nefarious motive for doing it. And everybody says, okay, then the tens of thousands of people who are legitimate refugees, they're migrants because they are being so oppressed, we have to throw the babies out with the dirty water, for want of a better way of putting it. It's crazy that you would say that nobody can come in because one stinker may be in the group. What you have to do is find the stinker.
You anticipate at some point being boots on the ground as this thing moves ahead.
Well, I do think we're going to see some boots on the ground sooner or later from somewhere. But first, they're going to try every technological thing they can find. You know, yesterday there was a piece about one of the French planes, or U.S. planes, frankly, I don't remember, bombing the ISIS oil trucks. And you put your hand up the side of your head and you whack your head and you say, how come we haven't been bombing those oil trucks up to now? Now, somebody's going to write me and say, well, we have bombed oil trucks before. Okay. But, you know, there are things that we didn't do that we could have done, but that we're going to do now because the ante has been upped. And that is fascinating.